Hello, and welcome to the We're Not Stumped podcast. I'm your host, Mike Boland, and I'm a congenital amputee of the right hand. In this show, I will interview other amputees and allow them to tell you their incredible life stories. I'll also feature family members of amputees and others who support the amputee community, all in an effort to discuss the challenges and triumphs of those living with limb loss. So stick around and listen to inspirational stories and find out why we say we're not stumped. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the We're Not Stumped podcast. I'm your host, Mike Boland, and today, like I've done in the past, I'm going alone, but when I go alone today, it's going to be about a story I heard about earlier today, and that's why I don't have the lights like I usually do, and you know, things may not be like they usually seem. A lot of the times when I'm doing the We're Not Stumped podcast and I'm going it alone, I'm usually talking about like my feelings and maybe showing you some old prosthetics or something like that. This one's a little different. This one, again, talks about a story that I heard about today, about a second grader named Victoria. And I'm going to cut right to the chase. If you don't want to listen to me talk about Victoria and just want to support her, go to GoFundMe and type in Help Victoria as she fights sepsis. Because that's the story today. It's about Victoria as she fights sepsis and battles her way through what we hope is certainly a normal life as she moves forward. But she's got an uphill battle. So first of all, I want to talk about, I'm going to be reading my notes because, again, I just found this out today. And I'm going to do my best to communicate this as I can to all of you. This comes the GoFundMe, again, which is called Help Victoria as She Helps Fight Sepsis, was created by Emma Chandler, which is Victoria's second grade teacher. And I'm doing this, you know, assuming since Emma has this publicly that I'm okay to share it. I'm sure I am. But what I want to do is kind of guide you through what Emma has written and updated everyone on when it comes to Victoria and kind of where she's at. And I'm going to cut to the chase again. I need all of my We're Not Stumped podcast listeners and friends to support Victoria as well as you can. If it means $1, $5, $10, $1,000, great. If it means sharing her story as best you can, that is great as well. And that's what needs to happen. So let me read to you the first GoFundMe contribution from Miss Emma Chandler. Hello, everyone. We urgently need your support for second grade student Victoria. On Thursday, February 29th, Victoria was admitted to the hospital due to a severe fever and vomiting that quickly escalated into a blood infection. She is currently on a ventilator in the ICU, and her kidneys are failing. Victoria is a bright and kind-hearted child who loves her family dearly. She has a wonderful and loving parents, along with three siblings who mean the world to her. We're reaching out to this community, and I'm reaching out to this community to help raise funds for Victoria and her medical expenses. These medical expenses could be food, gas, and other expenses that the family now has to endure. The financial burden that comes with the unexpected medical emergencies can be overwhelming. And we want to ensure that Victoria's family can focus on her recovery without the added stress of mounting bills. Your generous contributions will go towards covering Victoria's medical bills, her treatment costs, and any other unforeseen related expenses to her recovery. And as Emma Chandler said, every donation, no matter the size, will make a significant impact to Victoria's journey to healing. It just impacted me when I learned about this earlier. No, I hate to see young people going through this. I think we can all agree on that. That's why I need my We're Not Stumped podcast listeners, faithful listeners, great people, great guests, to try to come together and help Victoria. So that was the initial post. And here is, on March 13th, Emma updated everyone with this. On Monday, me and some of Victoria's other teachers went to visit her. She was so excited when we got there and showed her the cards her classmates had made for her, and her eyes lit up. She still cannot talk since she's been on a ventilator, but was blowing kisses and nodding her head. Her nurses washed her hair and put it into two cute braids with pink bows. We're so grateful how her nurses have been loving her so well. Nurses are amazing. Earlier in the day, on Monday, they had to bring Victoria into an emergency surgery to amputate her right arm from the middle of her forearm down. Another doctor went in Monday and gave her parents the news that they will have to amputate both of her lower legs. This is to save her life. The surgery is scheduled for Thursday, and they were thinking that they will most likely need to amputate her left arm as well. Her dad just keeps saying that he doesn't understand how this happened and keeps thinking he's in a dream and is going to wake up. But then he realizes it's real. We cannot begin to imagine what they're going through. No. Not at all. I'm sorry to hear this, Victoria's dad. I'm so sorry to hear this. The next update, which is on GoFundMe. I'm paraphrasing some of these, so if you want to read this yourself, please do. Please go to the Help Victoria as She Fights Sepsis on GoFundMe. Read it yourself. And if you can donate, great. If you cannot, please share the story. Possibly others can help Victoria. So here's March 19th. Today, Victoria's kindergarten teacher and I visited Victoria. She was much happier than last week and smiled as we read her books, even while her ventilator was in. She continues to get stronger and was able to stay awake for about 20 minutes, which is the longest she stayed awake so far. On Saturday, they added a drainage tube to Victoria's lungs because they were filling with liquid. She's also still on a ventilator and dialysis. Doctors are unsure when she will be able to get off the ventilator and no longer need dialysis. This afternoon, doctors came in to tell her parents that tomorrow, which was 3/20, March 20th, Victoria will undergo two additional surgeries. The first one is to finish the surgery on her legs, and the second is to amputate her left hand. Her parents were absolutely heartbroken when they heard the news that they would also have to amputate her other hand. They are not sure from which point yet, but they're hoping that they can do as little as possible. The doctor did say that they're hopeful that tomorrow should be the last of Victoria's surgeries. Victoria is a fighter. Yes, you are, Victoria. And we know that she will continue to come out stronger because of this. This is Liz DeWade, if I'm saying it correctly, and I apologize, I'm not. I don't necessarily know these people. I was just introduced to this today. So Liz DeWayne or Liz Dwayne, the second grade teacher for Victoria. And thank you, Liz, for sharing this and setting up this GoFundMe. Okay, March 22nd. On Wednesday, 3/20, Victoria was in surgery from 12:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. This was to amputate her left hand and close the wounds on her legs from the previous surgery. Doctors ended up having to amputate her left hand from the middle forearm down. For those of you that are watching this on YouTube, and those of you that are not, I was born without a right hand, and very much my situation on just the right side is exactly what was described. So for those of you on YouTube, I will show you basically what she is dealing with on both sides, plus her legs. The hand surgeon also had to remove more muscle on her right arm and reposition the nerves in both arms to help with the pain and to help with the prosthetics once she gets to that point. It'll take about 6 weeks before she can be fitted for prosthetics on her arms and allow the swelling to go down. She'll be able to get some temporary prosthetics for her legs and start movement when the swelling goes down. She's still on continuous dialysis and the ventilator, and we continue to pray that she will get off both of those machines soon. Again, that's Liz Duane, her second grade teacher. Again, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, but please know that I'm doing it in the best spirit if I'm not pronouncing your name right. I very much admire you for everything you're doing. Continue doing what you're doing. Miss Duane. So here's the latest update. The latest update that's on you on GoFundMe. And if you want to read more and support Victoria, go to the GoFundMe site and type in "Help Victoria as she fights sepsis." That's what I'm asking my friends and my followers on the We're Not Stumped podcast to do. If you can help with financial aid, great. Thank you. If you cannot, you can still do something that's so important, and that's share the story. And I thank you for that as the listeners of this podcast, but certainly many other people have a bigger thank you in that. So please share it. So let's get to the latest update. Let me start with the first thing Liz says, the first sentence. I am filled with so much joy as I write this update. As of 3:23, Victoria is off the ventilator and oxygen. Here's Mike talking. That's the reason for her joy. Victoria still has, and Liz is right. These are great things. That means, as I read it, Victoria is going to live. She still needs help, and we still need you to help her. So getting back to what Liz says, as well as the dialysis, so she's also off the dialysis, she was able to say the names of her siblings Saturday and blow bubbles and try to breathe with the trainer. She might even, pardon me, she might even be able to try eating this coming week. She continues to improve. She'll be moved to the next room on the pediatric floor in another week or so. Longer term, the next step would be moving her to an acute rehab center on campus. She is getting stronger and making small steps to recover every day. We are proud of her. Again, that's the words of Liz. Liz, thank you so much for everything you're doing to help this young lady and her family get through what they need to get through. There's so many emotions. There's so many things that go through my mind. I have interviewed a couple sepsis survivors on this podcast, Dr. Kimberly Emanuel and Christine Karen. And both of them are two of the most amazing people that I've ever met. And their spirit and resolve, you know, is something I learned from. But as I'm struggling for words. As I Think about Victoria. First of all, I know she's going to be strong and she's going to be fine. That's just the way I think. But I could tell you this. There's only been a couple times on the We're Not Some podcast that I have interviewed anyone that has been as young as Victoria and been an amputee. Well, one person on that, on every podcast, I guess, is me, since I was born this way. Born this way. The other one was the very first person I had on this podcast. That's Miss Nicole Kelly, who's an amazing person, and I admire greatly. The second one that I got introduced to is Angie Sandeau, and she lives, she's up in the Buffalo area. She's in Canada. She's a motorcycle rider. She plays in a band. Yeah, she was born like that. She was born without a hand like me as well, same side and everything. I bring that up because being a youngster, I just want to collect my thoughts on this. As I listen to other amputees, there is a thought within the community that, well, look at you, Mike, you're, and I'll just use myself. I don't need to have Angie or Nicole. I don't mean to represent them, so I will not do that. But Mike, you're so lucky that you were born like this, so you didn't have to adapt like maybe other amputees did, whether through a medical emergency or some kind of accident where they lost some of their limbs. And listen, I would never change the way I am for anything. So I'm not the right person maybe to talk about like the hard problems of being younger and growing up different. But the reality is this. It did happen. It did happen to me. It happened to Nicole, and it happened to Angie. Growing up different can be difficult. It doesn't mean it's harder than someone who went through an accident or went through a medical emergency, but it certainly doesn't mean it's easier. We as a community need to come together and accept all of us equally. And if you can't start accepting us by supporting a second grader like Victoria, then we need to look in the mirror. I hope nothing for the best for Victoria. I will support her in any way I can. I ask again the listeners of the We're Not Some podcast to do the same. Moving forward, if there's any stories out there that need to get a little bit of a light shined on it, through a podcast called the We're Not Some podcast, please reach out. I'm happy to help. I'm happy to share your story. I'm sharing this story without Victoria's parents knowing. I guess is what I'm trying to say. I'm struggling, and those of you who watch the podcast know that I don't usually struggle when I'm being a host, but this is the reason. This is the reason for the We're Not Some podcast. To share stories. Some of them are harder to share. This one was hard. But I'm just blessed that I have followers, that maybe I've built something here and we can continue together to help others. That's what this podcast is about. I very rarely, if ever, tell my own story. It's just not what the podcast is about. The podcast is about other stories. And sometimes these other stories are stories of people in need. Victoria's story is a story of a family, of a person in need. Go to YouTube. I apologize. I feel like I'm usually a better host. Go to GoFundMe. Type in help Victoria as she fights sepsis. Help her if you can, financially. I know you can help her other ways. And that's to share her story so she can get the help she needs. Thank you for listening to this episode, this special episode of the We're Not Sponsored. I can't even talk. Thank you for listening to this special episode of the We're Not Stumped podcast.
Podcast hosted by Mike Boland. If you want to be a guest on the program, reach out to Mike at his email address, mike@mikeboland.com. This podcast is produced by One Hand Man Productions. If you are looking to start your podcast, go to onehandmanproductions.com.